Back in the saddle and out on the trail with Ernie the horse guy, now fun will prevail. We'll meet the best horsemen under the sun. Tip our hats to the ladies, keep the good Lord number one. Ride along, sing your song.
We can carry a tune.
Along with better horses, we're right where we belong. Faith and love from up above. The best of the good life's yet to come.
Whoa. Hey, don't touch that dial, folks. It is time to get up and talk horses, everybody. I'm Ernie Rodina.
And I'm Ed Adams.
Great to have you, Ed.
Hey, good morning.
And welcome to the Better Horses Radio Show, KC Style. We're going to have a great time today.
We have a lot of great guests here. So you got your coffee?
I'm coffeeed up. I'm like a hummingbird on speed right now and everything. But just so great to be here. And it's always great when we have leading us in our prayer, Pastor Frank Slaughter from Open Range Fellowship over at Lone Jack. Frank, isn't that the greatest song you ever did hear?
I love that song.
We're all dancing up there. Thank you, Rusty Ryerson. But, Frank, so glad that you're here today, and we got a special show today. Got a lot of my friends in here. There's some big events going on. We got Ed, you're here again with us. We just love having
a lot of great events, a lot of good horse events that are coming on during the weekends, and a lot of big benefit rides that are going
on. That's it. We got some stuff to talk about. So I got some folks on the prayer list. Ed, if I can, Frank, if I can go over and take a second, that would be great. Pray for the Christians all over the world. Pray for our president and all the world leaders. Mark Birkdahl, keep him in our prayers. Frank, we want to keep you in our prayers. You're doing fine. We got to keep the road of healing going. And grass fire victims, the flood victims, the earthquake, the tragedy in Las Vegas, the fires out in California. Also pray, and I keep him on our list, your dad, Tom Adams. He's doing a lot better.
Yeah, he's doing really great and really got through that surgery, and he's doing fine.
And Angie Vanderpool, David Sheckle, pray for David. my home church, Kim McBroom, Jan Ish, Desiree Garcia, Mike Statua, Sue Saxon, my sister-in-law, Pat Rodina, Tim Trabon, John Speck here in the studio. Keep him in our prayers. Peggy Winger. Allie Costello in the studio, keep her in her prayers. Steve Miles, both in Baser and also Tonganoxie, keep him in the prayers. And Debbie Brenneman, who wife of I work with Greg, that she's going through treatments, keep her in her prayers. And then so glad to have him in the studio. We've been praying for him ever since we found out. We've got Wyatt Deal, and you're at the Dreamland Ranch, Wyatt. So glad that you're here, Wyatt, with us. We're going to talk about some big events coming up and keep you in a prayer list and keep your heads up. You're going, and we'll be talking about your situation. And anybody else that has, well, I want to pray for Katie June.
Thank you very much.
And we've got Kaylee Hurd here, and pray for her dog. You're going to hear about these wonderful, wonderful folks be talking. And Ed, you got somebody?
And as captain of the Jackson County Sheriff's Mounted Posse, we always like to honor our fallen members of the KCPD group. And let's all pray for the law enforcement and the first responders out there that are doing a great job. And we can't give their families and friends enough homage and thank for everything they do.
Keep them in prayers. I'm going to turn it over to you, Frank. And so glad you can be a part of this this show today.
Oh, yeah. I feel honored to be a part of a show that puts God first. I do want to say something real quick, and that's before we pray, is anybody who's going through anything, the Galatians 6:9 says, never give up, or just at the right time you'll reap a harvest of blessings. You know, we're not to stop trying, and I've been told several times that I'd never live. I've been told several times I'd never walk, and I'm getting ready to saddle my horse.
Amen.
So, and we have eternal life, so there's eternal healing waiting, guaranteed, if you're in Christ Jesus. So, anyway, Lord, we come before you today just thankful that you love us enough to send Jesus to die on the cross for us. And we love your creation, and we're just, our breath is taken away every time we even look up at the stars. And but Lord, we're still here on earth, and there's a lot of things going on, so we want to pray about everyone who has any kind of issue, physically, mentally, spiritually, emotional, whatever it is, Lord, and we know that you're still the God that heals, and just work in the lives of those listening this morning, those in the studio, those, me, all of us. Lord, we're all in this same boat here on earth. We pray for our nation, at a turning point. We pray for the church, universal, our little local churches, but also all the believers, and many of which are being persecuted. And Lord, we pray for our military and that are out there protecting us, the men and women in uniform, and also the men and women back here at home, police officers, EMTs, firefighters, everybody who's out there trying to do something good, nurses, doctors, all of them, as they try to help and do something positive, not negative. And Lord, we just give this to you in the precious and holy and righteous name of the name above all names, Jesus. Amen.
Amen. Thank you so much for being on the show, Frank, and being a part of this. And like I said, you're an inspiration to all of us. And just keep up the great work. And go enjoy Wildfire.
Yeah, Ernie, come out and see us, too. We're getting ready to have our 11-year anniversary at Open Range.
When is that?
On the 28th, just next weekend, I think. It's coming on quick.
1 week away.
That's 1 week.
Yeah, Saturday evening.
Will you have some? Will you have some Halloween candy there?
I'll bring some personally for you. But we're going to have horse-drawn hay rides and baptisms and a potluck dinner and all outside if possible.
Well, that's great. Well, that's going to be wonderful. What great church! If anybody is near Lone Jack, Missouri, either on Saturday night or Sunday, you need to go out to the Open Range Fellowship, just right up, not real close. You need to go to that. Just a wonderful church. You guys, we love you all, Frank, and you take care, brother.
Okay, God bless.
God bless you. And this segment's brought to us by our good friends at RaceForKansas.com, Greater Kansas Racing Alliance. We're going to really do a push, guys. We need to get this through. Horse racing's legal. Gambling's legal. We just need to get the tax rate down where horse racing's on even playing ground with the casinos in their slots.
You know, the legislation is about 4 months of parimutuel track racing. We're talking the Woodlands, Wichita Greyhound Park, and the campground of Eureka Downs, and bringing back to Kansas historic entertainment and agricultural segments, horse racing and greyhound racing, too. That legislation is going to pass, don't you think?
We're going to really take a push at it and everything. A lot of folks, I really feel good, and lots of effort going on, and so we're going to do that. But we got a wonderful show today, Ed. Let me kind of go over some of the folks here. They're all live. That's what's fun about it. They come down and make – really is a lot of fun. We got Kaylee Hurt. Kaylee, where are you? I can't see you. You're behind the KCMO deal.
Yes. Thank you guys so much for having me today.
We are so glad. We're going to talk about something that's really – close to your heart, and it's the NICU units.
Yes.
Did I pronounce that right?
Yes, NICU units at Children's Mercy and Overland Park Regional.
You know, you say, well, what do we got Kaylee on there? Well, Kaylee's a tremendous horse gal. Her family's involved in horses, everything else. And now little Katie June is involved in horses. And now you hear the story on this and see what they're doing. You'll want to be involved. In fact, folks, don't have plans for tonight? Plan on going to Lacine, Kansas, for a little foot stopping and some fun, some great fellowship. It's tonight, isn't it, Kate?
Yes, it's tonight at 7. We're going to be having a dinner. You can buy tickets at the gate. We are going to have tickets available there, $25 a ticket. With that, it includes dinner. We're going to have pulled pork sandwiches, beans, pasta, chips, and
we're going to cover that here in just a little bit, but it's going to be a great time.
Yeah, yeah, it's going to be great.
Really rocking good out with babies.
And that's what we'd be hearing about. And then in here, your neighbors, kind of, per se, you know, it's all in the family here.
Yep.
We've got Dennis Steele and your son, Wyatt Deal. Great to have you here, a part of it, Wyatt.
Great to be here.
We're going to hear your story, and we want to get the whole listening area behind your fight with what you're going through. And we're going to talk about a great, great group of folks, and that is the St. Jude's Hospital.
Yes, it is.
You got to know them pretty well.
I got to know them really well.
And senior in high school down at Drexel High, and a tremendous athlete. And we got your dad there, Dennis. It's really great to have you here and bring him in and see the whole community. We're going to be hearing about an event that the whole community is wrapping around.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
And so we got that. And then Brad Lunn, still in the neighborhood. Brad Lunn on there. He took the level 3 NRCHA Snapple Bit Fraternity Championship. We're going to say hello to him and do that. So he's right down in the area. So we got that going on, and then we're going to talk, if we get time, a little bit about our Better Horses properties.
We may have to expand our time, don't you think?
We're making an hour.
A lot going on. A lot to talk about on Better Horses. So
and we're busy, I tell you what.
That's neat. Brad Lund's coming in for the NRCHA to talk about his Fraternity Championship. That is excellent, and congratulations out to him.
But I tell you, we got a wonderful show. We're going to just skip the Blazing the Trail segment today. And what we're going to do, we got a lot going on. We got some great guests. We're going to take a break right now and come back and be talking to Kaylee Hurt about the big event coming up. I'm Ernie Rudin.
I'm Ed Adams.
You're listening to Better Horses Radio, KC Style. We'll be right back. Hey, welcome back to the Better Horses Radio Show, KC Style. I'm Ernie Rodina.
I'm Ed Adams.
Got a wonderful show lined up. We're going to be talking about horse events, horses, you name it. But don't you just love that song by George Strait?
I play it every morning.
It's really good. I play it all the time. I figured out how to do that on the computer where you can Google them up and play while you're working.
And you just figured that out.
I did.
They're good for you.
Yeah, so it's really good. But so glad you guys could join us today. It's just a great day today, and lots of stuff happening. This next segment is brought to us by our good friends at Silver Spurs Equine and also Extra Quarter Horses. Silver Spurs bought Extra Quarter Horses, and right now, if you don't have your stallions picked to breed to for next year, what an opportunity. They have their early order booking for their stallions, 34 top stallions that they manage at both places, and they're not sons of great stallions. They are the great stallions. And so what an opportunity. I'm going to tell you, go on there. It's so easy to go on their website, Better Horses, SilverSpursEquine.com or Extra, and check it out. And if you go to breed, make sure you tell them Better Horses sent you, because we can give you a special on some advertisement.
Located in Phoenix, Arizona, and also their new location, which is in Purcell, Oklahoma. And you and I both got a chance to go down there and look at what a great facility.
Great place. But check it out. Go to extraquarterhorses.com or silverspurs.com. But so glad to have this really special, have this lady in here. I've known you for several years, your family for several years, and we got Kaylee Hurt in here joining us today on Better Horses. Thanks for coming in, Kaylee.
Thank you guys for having me.
On it, which really great, and you got just a great family you have. You're down around now. Do you live by the home place?
Yes, we live there at the farm.
All kinds of ties. You got the farm just south of Paola. Buy hay from you guys. Your husband runs the Midwest Fertilizer dealership over there by Drexel.
Yep, he manages Midwest Fertilizer in Drexel.
Your dad was one of the premier racehorse trainers in Kansas, or as far as that, the country, as far as I'm concerned.
Yep, I grew up on the back of a racehorse.
You're still riding, doing that, so folks, but you had something happen about 4 years ago that's been a really special impact in your life. Let's talk about that.
Yeah, it kind of rocked our world, that's for sure. My daughter, she was born at 25 weeks gestation, so she was 15 weeks early. Her name's Katie June. She was 1 pound, 6 ounces.
Wow.
12 inches. So we had a rough start. We were at Overland Park Regional NICU. We were there for 4 months, and then we got transferred to Children's Mercy NICU, and we were there for 5. So we were in a NICU for a total of 9 months, 280 days to be exact.
Wow.
So it was a long trip. She has had medical problems, but she's 4 years old now and doing very well.
In fact, she runs the household.
Yes, very much so.
you might see her out checking cows.
Yep.
On that number one check, she don't want to ever cull cows. I understand.
No, she wants to keep them all, and she lets you know which ones are the mamas, where the babies are. Has her own horse. She has a horse and a pony. Yeah. She loves riding.
Really good.
But isn't that a great testimony of how the medical profession has gotten and the things you've gone through and what your family has gone through and what a great story this is.
It is. It's so amazing. And I hope it's inspirational for other families to see kind of what we've been through. And hopefully it be a light at the end of their tunnel while they're going through this trying time in their lives in the NICU as well.
Well, let's talk about the fundraiser that's going on tonight.
Yes. It's called Rockin' Out for Babies. So it's called Team Katie June. And we are putting together this benefit to raise money for the families that are in the NICUs at Overland Park Regional and Children's Mercy. So the funds that are raised for this event, they'll be split between the two NICUs. They'll help these families while they're in the NICUs.
I can only imagine the stress that you as families go through when you're doing that, the ups and downs and all that. You had plenty of those.
Yes, it is definitely a roller coaster and not a fun one.
No. And but what an opportunity to go down in Linn County, Kansas.
Yes.
God's country.
Yes.
Out there, Linn County, Kansas, and get to go down there. And you got a big event tonight, which, you know, which would be half the fun is just meeting the great people down there.
Yeah, so we're actually going to have 6 featured families there. And so all of their kids, well, at least one of their kids and their families has been in one of these NICUs.
Katie be there?
Katie will be there. Good. Yep. So we're a featured family. We've got the Ebleys, the Taylors, the Hamptons, the Rishes, and the Hennis family.
Wow.
Yeah. So all, and they are all from around our area or family. That's
pretty exciting.
Yeah.
And so now all proceeds go to St. Jude's, or how does this?
No, this is all for Children's Mercy NICU.
Children's Mercy. Glad I clarified that. Yeah.
And Overland Park Regional NICU.
Excellent event.
Yes.
So.
Yes. So we're going to have a concert and dinner. Dinner will start at 7, and then the concert starts at 8.
The concert's put on by, is it Wicked Outfitters?
So, the location is going to be at Wicked Outfitters. Silver Bullet Band is going to be playing, and we have a whole slew of sponsors that have helped make this whole event happen. Actually, everything that we sell, all the tickets are going straight to the hospitals. So
now,
all
imagine the food and everything's a lot of that's donated.
Yes, everything's donated. It has been purely supported from our sponsors. They have been amazing. Hops Construction, Doherty Steel, People's Telecom, Midwest Fertilizer, U.S. Foods, J Graphics, Cafe on the Green at Paola Country Club, Excavation One. We have some private donors as well, like Pat and Leon Briley, David and Beth Ryan, and Jeff and Patty Burton. They've all been instrumental in making this happen.
And I'm going to be talking about an event coming up in November, and of course we got our next guests are going to be talking about something. Isn't it neat to see how the communities all rally behind everybody?
It is. It's, you know, it truly takes a village for these kids, and we are so supportive of our community, and it is such a blessing to grow up in a small community. For the fact that everybody knows everybody, and once you get out of that community, you learn that how small this world truly is, and you're connected a lot more than you realize. So it's truly a blessing.
Now,
so,
Kaylee, are you still giving lessons, or are you still going to be doing lessons and everything?
I do give a few lessons, but I have slowed down quite a bit on giving lessons and training to focus on Katie. And so she's starting to go to school and really like riding, and so I really want to focus on getting her taken care of on that side of it.
Yeah. Are you sure she's not riding the cows?
No, okay. we're she's riding the horses. She's taking care of her chickens and checking cows with us. We just worked all our cows last weekend, and she was right in the middle of them. So,
well, what a great family! Yeah. Your whole family, and Trevor and your Katie and all that is just a great to be a part of. And you're going to be part of it, sitting in on this next interview that just really special to the community also. Dennis and Wyatt are here, and it's going to be really great to have them here and to get everybody rallied behind. We all touch each other some way.
So yes.
We talk about a big event. Looking for folks, there's still time to make your plans to come out tonight. And it's in Lacine, which is about, if I'm correct, about 60 miles straight south of Kansas City, right on 69 Highway.
Yep. It's right off the highway, pretty much. Tickets are $25. That includes the dinner and the concert.
Look for the Wizard of Oz castle to your left. That's what we always say. That'd be the power plant. You get off at that exit and go on into Lacine. Great bunch of folks around there.
Rocking out with the babies. That'll be a fun event.
Yep. Thank you, guys.
Well, you're just so glad you're here joining. We hope you have a big turnout and wish you the best. Don't make this the last time you come on and be on Better Horses.
Of course not. Thank you guys for having me.
Well, it's really great. Hey, Ed, I'm going to put a plug in with my good friends out there at Henry Martin Chevy Buick GMC in Leavenworth.
Our
guys. Great bunch of folks.
Yep.
Really good guys. Get a hold of Randy Hill out there. Not only is it a great prices they have there, it's a great buying experience out there. You can call them at 913-682-3999. Get a hold of them out there. It's a place to get your Chevy Buick GMC truck or car out there. Really a neat place.
That's a lot of places to go. Great family event, and if you're looking for a car or truck, that is the number one location you got to try.
We're going to be coming back. We'll be telling you what's on Better Horses TV coming up this weekend. There's a lot of stuff, but we're going to be coming back to Dennis and Wyatt Deal And so glad you guys could join us today, Talking Horses. I'm Ernie Rodina.
I'm Ed Adams.
We'll be right back after this break. Hey, welcome back to the Better Horses Radio Show. KC Styles, so glad you could join us here on this beautiful Saturday morning. Out here with my partner, Mr. Ed Adams. Great to have you back. Great to have you back in the area.
Good morning, Ernie. Yeah, a little Randy Travis and No Hands there.
I love that song.
Yeah, that's
I love that. That's an, I have as much fun. In the last segment, you'd always like the music I picked for it. Because I pick that out for my dot friends over in Wyandotte County and everything else would do that. But so glad you can be there. I'm so happy to be on a great station like this that we get to talk to the folks in the horse industry and show the folks what a great industry we have. There's lots of horses. I still have Kaylee still here, and I'm going to ask you, there's lots of horses still around.
There is. They're all over the place.
Hey, our next segment is brought to us by our good friends at Purina Mills, purinamills.com, your certified expert dealer, which I understand your husband would be a certified expert dealer down there in Drexel, Missouri.
Yep, Midwest Fertilizer in Drexel.
And what that is these are the dealers that are independently owned that make it happen in the community. You know, make it happen as far as with events and shows like that. So tell Trevor we thank him along with all the other independent certified expert dealers for what they do. But so glad to have this guy on. And I got a call from my good friend Bud Maris. Says, we're putting on an event. Need your help to promote it. And when he told me it was for, I just said, boy, let's just jump all over it. And I'm here. And his dad, talk to his dad first, Dennis Steele. And you're the manager down there at the ranch down there, at Dreamland Ranch. And so great to have you here. And let's talk. And we got your son. I'm going to introduce your son, Wyatt Deal. And Wyatt's the one going through This Is What It's All About. And Wyatt, so glad to have you here today, and we want to talk about this event. And you've been down, spent 4 months in, what did you say it was in?
Memphis. It was St. Jude's.
St. Jude's. And you're going through right now treatments and for inoperable brain cancer, senior in high school. And you're one tough guy, and we've got nothing but the high hopes and everything from the treatments are working. Tell us about St. Jude's Hospital.
Well, it's a very special place. It's all run on donations money, and it takes about $2 million a day just to run the hospital. And they make you feel like you know you're at a hospital and you know you're sick, but they do their best just to make you feel like you're at home.
Wow. And you probably met a lot of folks, both children down there and that you become friends with and things from that standpoint.
Yes, I did. I met a lot of people.
And you spent some time down there. So how long did you spend down there?
About 3.5 to 4 months, something like that.
About 4 months? Okay.
Yeah. So I tell you what, and so when you come back home, you're a senior at Drexel High School, it is?
Yes, I'm a senior at Drexel High School.
And your mom and dad have been so supportive as far as on that. And, you know, on as Dennis, I know this is tough on you as a family. It's every family's, let's just call it like it is, every family's nightmare you must go through. Because you look at this guy, and he looks healthy as a horse, and we know he's going through a battle, and I just want you to know, Wyatt, that you got the whole community behind you on this battle. It's going to take prayers plus medicine and things from that standpoint. But Dennis, I know this is tough, and just glad that and it's got at the same time you got to feel the love from the support of the whole community.
Oh, absolutely! It's unbelievable. What has happened for Wyatt and our family.
But all the schools that we play against, like in the WEMO, we're in a WEMO conference, they've all donated money in every game. And it's between $600 and $700. And even other schools out of conference have donated money to us.
And I think it's safe to say, and we're not at your shoes, but you find out all this other stuff really don't matter. You know, as far what you're going through right now is, you know, to living every day and getting better and things from that standpoint. And then to see, I know you come from a ranching background and everything from that standpoint. And Dennis, you got a big event coming up tomorrow at Lewisburg EC Equine Center.
Yep, we're doing a cattle sorting for St. Jude.
St. Jude. And it's going to, and it's pretty well filled up. I guess they can come out and watch and donate.
Oh, absolutely. We're expecting 50 horses. I feel like we're there from the response that we've got.
At EC Equine Center down there, and that's Ashley Purden, just south of Lewisburg, like a 308th in Metcalf, right off of that. That's where it's at.
That's correct.
And so it's going to be a great event. In fact, I know the Cowboy Church starts at 11. 11:30, they start taking sign-ups, and then 2 o'clock it starts sharp, that event out there. So
That's correct.
Now, are these horses that have done the ranch sorting event, or are they all just greenhorns that are coming out?
Well, there's actually two different classes. We have the open class, which will be, you know, for the guys that do it week in, week out. And then there's the Green Hand Ranch Division. That'll be for the ones that just kind of want to come and have fun and donate.
I think that, like I said, it's really has grown popularity around the area, just over there by that little community just east of there. They have around Cleveland, or was it Cleveland, or I forget where it is.
Freeman.
They have those over there, but it's great. And I know as far as Wyatt, you're going to plan on being out there. Said not going to compete, but you're going to be out there.
I'm going to be out there.
Now, are you back at school now?
Yes, I am. I attend Drexel High School 4 days a week.
And just a few weeks, you'll be starting practice for?
Basketball, yep.
You got to be excited about that.
Oh, yeah. We've already started, like, conditioning and training, but we're not allowed to touch a basketball yet.
Okay, well, that's great. Well, we're excited about that and everything. So, I mean, in the St. Jude's, you got the awareness around this area of St. Jude's Hospital with what Family Center's doing and with what this is going on. And, you know, this one, what's really neat is that it's not going to stop here with the sorting. You're planning in April to having a trail ride out there at the ranch, the Dreamland Ranch. Can you talk a little bit about that, guys?
Sure. April 14th is the scheduled date, which is a Saturday, there at the Drexel Ranch or Dreamland Ranch. I've kind of looked at the place. We probably got a 10 to 12 mile ride people could make. We'll have people there to cook barbecue. There'll be an auction fundraiser and then live entertainment that night. And people can come, and there'll be primitive camping facilities there. They can roll in Friday night and stay all the way till Sunday.
Well, we're hoping that you stay in tune with us, that we can put it in our magazine or paper and really promote it. That's going to be a great event. And, and that sounds like a lot of fun. There's lots of trail riders around, and especially to ride for a cause like this. That's really good. And we talked to Wyatt about the St. Jude's Hospital. I mean, as parents, the support they must show you as parents must be over the top.
It is. You can't say enough for that place. The people are – I don't see how they do it. I just don't. That's unbelievable.
Well, I think the success of St. Jude's comes from people like you, Dennis, that experience this, and where Wyatt goes through this for 4 months, but then you don't stop from there. You actually take it to the next level and have a ranch sorting event, and then you have a Dreamland ride that is coming on April 14th, and all these proceeds go to the St. Jude's. So giving back is really, really something that my hat's off to you, and I know Ernie and I respect that, and I think that is just fantastic.
Well, thank you.
I want everybody out there listening, I want them to, if they can, come to both of these events we talked to, one tonight and then the one tomorrow at the EC Equine Center, and be out there as a participant, not only as a participant, but just to be there to watch as a spectator and everything. It'll be a great time.
So what a perfect time. You can get on your horse and you actually contribute to a worthwhile cause, which is fundraising on both of these two great causes. And you can't ask for a better day than that.
Sounds like it's just a wonderful time. That's tomorrow. And like I said, it's just we're behind us. One thing I want you to promise me you'll do, Wyatt, is make sure and either get it through Trevor or myself or your dad. Get us a schedule. I want to come over and watch you play basketball.
I will do that for you.
I'd sure like to do that. You keep your head up. You've seen today. We've been doing this ever since we found out. Prayer works. You know, and you just can't stop giving faith and prayer and the family. I tell you what, you know, I bet, you know, you, I bet it just going through something like that, you realize all this other stuff doesn't really mean a thing. Other stuff in the cares and from that, you're like I said, we expect big things. And you talked to a couple people today. I told you about that have gone what you're gone through with really positive results, and that's what we're praying and hoping for from that standpoint.
Yeah, me too.
On it, so would you guys stick around before the show's over and everything? Hope you guys can stick around for a little bit. We really appreciate Dennis and Wyatt you being on this program today. And anything we can help at Better Horses, we want to do that. And I want to thank your husband down there at Midwest, along with all the sponsors, everybody involved in it. I mean, that sheet is just unbelievable looking at everybody that has pitched in. So thanks for being a part of this. And we're going to take a break, come back, and we're going to have another guy on here for just a second. But thanks for being a part of Better Horses Radio KC Style.
Thank you.
Thank you for having us.
Welcome back to the Better Horses Radio Show, KC Style. This is going out to all my Dot friends over in Wyandotte County and went to high school class of 73, Washington High School. You got to love the Four Tops. I got you hooked yet, Ed?
Yeah, you got me hooked. I went listen to that, too. So isn't that something?
It's really good. So I'm sorry if I get carried away, guys, in the studio. But, wasn't able to get a hold of Brad. We'll catch you maybe next week. But I want to congratulate him. He won the Intermediate Open at the National Reined Cowhorse Fraternity here a week ago. Just he's become a tremendous hand. I know you know her, Kaylee, and from that standpoint, you won't find anybody that works any harder than he does.
No, you can't find anybody that works harder than him.
What a talent. He's really done an excellent job, especially to have that championship under his belt again, and he's one of a few.
Now, you talk about if you being a job, it's just hard to fathom. When he went down to Fort Worth to this show a couple weeks ago, took 24 head of horses. That's a bunch of horses. Of course, they had a roping fraternity going on down there and everything from that standpoint. So, you got some stuff on the calendar. I got something I got to mention for my son that he gave to me, and that is down here by Richmond, Kansas, just south of Ottawa.
Okay.
On November the 4th, good friends, big farmers, Shekel Farms down on by Richmond. They had their brother was in a bad, bad life-altering accident. And they're going to have a benefit for him on November the 4th, the big dinner, band, everything, 6 o'clock. It starts on November 4th, live music. You just get a hold of Kimberly Weirs. Kimberly Weirs are taking donations. Kimberly Weirs at 620-490-1190. Or if you want to go to it, contact me, Ernie at betterhorsesradio.com. Just remember that.
Wow, that's a special event.
But that's what we're all about, is helping each other. And that's a big event.
And you know, we got another special event coming up next week. This is hunt season, Ernie. I don't know if you know about this. And Ernie and I always play with the Western versus English. We had to take off our cowboy hats, and we had to go into the Fort Leavenworth Hunt Club last week. And now next week we go to the Mission Valley Hunt Club, and they're going to have their open season fox hunt.
Really great. Neat bunch of folks. And it's a big deal around here. Those are two great hunt clubs, and we'll get to enjoy that coming up on Better Horses TV with Ernie the Horse Guy. In fact, this week, I do want to touch on, as far as what we're going to be having, I got it right here, is this week, talking about 8 o'clock Sunday morning, KCWE, Channel 29. We're going to have Phil Haugen. We're going to have a hearty grub. We're going to have a hors d'oeuvres supper, where we have nothing but hors d'oeuvres. And by Chef Tail Mark Burkdahl in the Hearty Grub segment. I'm going to stop by the Judd Ranch and on the way back. But I got a chance to go out to the Farmers and Ranchers Fraternity and Horse Sale, which was really neat. They've added some money, and they really made an incentive on these weanlings and yearlings and everything that they can show them when they're 3 years old. And they run for purses for as high as the purse that they had this year was $18,000. Unbelievable. And what it's done, and is it's really helped the horse market, what they're bringing, because people go back to buy these colts that sell on Sunday, and they're really bringing a premium. So just hats off to the guys out there at Farmers and Ranchers for finding a way to raise that market up. One thing I did find out at these, when you sell these colts, a little bit of groceries goes a long ways and makes them look better. Yes, so it makes a difference. That little blue, put that corn crib cross on them. You can't beat them from that standpoint. So it was really a neat deal. But that's going to be on the show. Phil Haugen, Hardy Grubb, the Judd Ranch, you're going to really enjoy it. And thanks to my partner over here, Ed, you got us in the whole state of Kansas on KSN Network.
Very proud to have the KSNW Network, KSNW, the NBC affiliate in Wichita, with all of three-quarters of Kansas is going to be airing Better Horses Radio, Better Horses Television on Saturdays at 7 a.m.
I got to watch last week's episode in the luxury of the Motel 6 I was staying out there. And that was nice. They had cable. So it's really a neat deal. So thanks, guys. We're having a lot of fun. And, folks, it's all about promoting you in the horse industry. So if you got some ideas from us, contact me at Ernie at BetterHorsesRadio.com. And Ed and I have tried to put it on our schedule.
And we'll get it on there. A special shout-out to the Ponies and Pumpkins over there Saturday, October 28th at 2 p.m. Little Blue Valley Park is going to be putting on their little horse fiasco for everybody in Kansas City and all the urban kids that are going to come down. So that's Little Blue Valley Park. It's going to be on 8259 South Nolan Road in Kansas City, and that's going to be Saturday, October 28th at 2 p.m.
And then going on October 28th also, back at the EC Equine Center, it's going to have a Halloween open house out there at the EC Equine Center, and that's from 11 a.m. to 5 p.m., $20 a family, food truck, games, horse rides, and more. And that Ashley Purden's doing a lot of stuff out there promoting. It's really a neat deal. That's just down Lewisburg. That's not very far. Hey, I got to put a plug in as far as on horse properties or real properties. If you're looking to sell a horse or real property, first one you got to get a hold of is me, Ernie at BetterHorsesRadio.com. What we'll do is we will find a realtor you want to work with and find, or we'll help you find one, and we will put our 10 steps of marketing. We put it on all the radio networks. We put it on TV. We put it in the newspaper. We put it at events and everything else, and we team up with your realtor from that standpoint. And we do that. We don't charge you at all until we sell it, and then we take it out of the commission as our what we agreed on with the realtor as a commission. So having a lot of fun doing that, and putting our better horses to work for that for you. And the same thing I got to say, we're saying selling, but if you're looking for a property, we'll put our marketing tools together in trying to find you a property.
We put it out in e-blast, and we'll put it out on television and radio, and right here on KCMO, which is going to be 103.7, really, and also on our, we got our winter newspaper coming out. And we'll be highlighting a lot of those real estate properties that we have available.
November 1st is the deadline, so you won't want to miss that. November 1st. But you know, it's that time I hate every week.
It's not that time.
It is that time.
Oh, my God.
I want you all to be good buckaroos and buckarettes. We want you to mind your moms and dads and be brave and don't take any chances out there. Pick up your plates and help mom and dad bring the plates over there. Pick up those dirty clothes. And we also want you to maybe read a book this week and find that person next to you you know and love and give them a kiss and tell them you love them. Want to thank our guests for coming in today. Just a great time to have them here. Really enjoy that. And we're talking to on our guest is also, let's not forget, Connie, Matt, and Brent, Tina Corley. We're talking about Vanita from Peculiar, Missouri. Let's not forget Deb Cuny from the Paola area. How about you got anybody want
to
shout out?
Let's shout out to the number one feed dealer in Oklahoma, Christy Adams, who's going cook feeds.
Happy trails, and make sure you always ride for the brand.